Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 150 today, verses 1 through 6. We're going to finish our breaking down and getting our challenges from the book of Psalms, which we began 3 years ago. We are actually finishing up. We've been doing them just on Saturdays. We've been taking the Psalms and taking some passages from each of the Psalms each day on a Saturday for 3 years now, and we're finishing Psalm 150. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Notice how Psalm 150, the last psalm, focuses our attention and our praise to God in his mighty heavens. I'm going to read to you from Revelation chapter 5. Listen to verses 6 through 10. Revelation chapter 5, starting in verse 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, with which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." The Bible says that, well, when John got to see heaven, he saw all of God's creation and his creatures praising him because he's the one who is able to redeem mankind and redeem the earth. In Revelation chapter 15, listen to verses 2 through 4. And John says here, "And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass, with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, 'Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.'" The Bible's real clear, folks, that there is a day coming when everyone, those in heaven, those on the earth, those under the earth, those who have been judged already and those who are going to be judged, will acknowledge that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. They will praise him for his greatness. They'll praise him for his mighty works. They'll praise him for his creation that he alone controls. Listen, the Bible also tells us in our passage here in Psalm 150 that God loves music. Listen to this psalm again. "Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." Listen, some of you might say, "Listen, Jim, I can't play an instrument. I don't have rhythm." Well, do you have breath? That's an instrument in of itself. "Well, Jim, I don't sing real well." Hey, though you know that we've heard it said many times, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of you might say, "Well, I don't feel like praising the Lord. I don't feel like he's that great. I don't feel like he's done for me what I wanted him to do." Well, listen, if you can't praise God, you don't know him for who he really is. Those of you that are struggling right now with giving God glory and giving God praise, you're doing so because you have created in your own mind a God that you want to believe in, and things have not worked out the way you thought your created God, your homemade God, would do things. If you know the Word of God and you know him for who he really is and what the Bible says, that he is alone to be worshiped, he alone is to be praised, you can praise him. Because you humble yourself and you acknowledge you're not God, he is. He gets to do things however he wants, but he's proven his greatness and he's proven his love for us by sending his own son to die so that we wouldn't have to and we could have eternal life with him in glory. I can't wait to share with you some more next week. We're going to be on Monday. We're going to be in the book of Exodus. Next Saturday, we're going to start the book of Haggai. Hope to see you then.